As I record the last recording of the year before Rosh Hashanah, I want to share with you an insight that I just heard. We live in a world with a lot of noise. There is so much going on around us. The idea of being in a quiet place is not something that we often do. And so there are very few Jewish experiences that are completely focused on listening rather than doing. But when we make the bracha on the shofar, we say the bracha l'shmoa kol shofar, to hear the voice, to hear the sound of the shofar. And what we're asked to do is for a moment to just listen. Not to talk, not to answer, not to be part of the process, but just to listen. Perhaps the message that the shofar sends to us, perhaps what we need to hear as Rosh Hashanah starts and as the new year begins, is that we have to hear the difference. We have to hear what's going on. We have to listen. 1 year, I remember on Rosh Hashanah hearing from Rabbi Kalamer Zatzal that he shared the idea is somewhat similar to what we need to do in terms of helping others. We have to listen and hear what other people need. That's what we're supposed to be doing on Rosh Hashanah. We need to hear two pieces. It's the Bein Adam L'Makom and the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. We have to hear what we can do better and change in our own lives. We have to hear what other people need and what we can do to help other people. I wish each and every one of us a year of success, of happiness, and good health. But I believe it's going to start on Rosh Hashanah L'Shmoa Kol Shofar by zeroing in and hearing the silence. And hearing the silence, working on what we can do to help others. Have a ksiva chasima tova, yishana tova.